This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiao Yik with Sharmila Gunnison and Lim Soo Ann. For those of you catching us in between your Raya open house, here are the two stories we are discussing today. First up, an all-female anti-poaching unit in Zimbabwe are breaking stereotypes as they protect their country's wildlife. We introduce you to the Akashinga.
Yes, and are you craving something in particular? So at this hour, many of us often do, but why exactly are we craving certain foods, and could it lead to something worse?
So on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, what do you do when a food craving hits? Your answer options are you distract yourself, you have just a little food, or you give in and indulge. So to join that conversation, you can take the poll or share with us your comments at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Meanwhile, here's the click song by Miriam Makeba.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
That was Miriam Makeba with the click song. And now we move from South Africa, a little further up north the continent, to Zimbabwe.
So poaching is a very serious problem plaguing wildlife conservation all over the world. Mm. And in Zimbabwe, an all-female team of rangers are fiercely protecting their wildlife against poachers. So this team is called the Akashinga. And they patrol Zimbabwe's Pundundu Wildlife Area, which is a 30,000-hectare reserve in the Zambezi Valley. The area includes animals like elephants and leopards, which are particularly vulnerable to poaching. And the Akashinga, which means brave ones in the Shona language, are made up of about 30 women who all underwent intense training modeled on similar to the ones that special forces go through. And the Pundundu area borders 29 communities, and these women are actually from those communities themselves. And perhaps most significantly, the Akashinga women were selected exclusively from the most vulnerable female members of their communities. So this includes unemployed single mothers, abandoned wives, survivors of sexual and physical abuse, wives of poachers who are currently in prison, widows and orphans.
Yeah, so the Akashinga are part of a community-driven conservation model founded in 2017 by the International Anti-Poaching Foundation, or the IAPF. And this foundation is driven by the principle of empowering local communities to actively participate in wildlife conservation.
Right.
Mm. After all, the products from poaching, such as ivory or leopard skin, are worth thousands of dollars on the black market and can often prove too much a temptation for many people in the region because they live below the poverty line.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. And the reason the IAPF decided to empower women specifically is because, according to their website, and I quote here, a growing body of evidence suggests that empowering women is the single biggest force for positive change in the world today. And when you think about it, empowering women, there's a twofold effect here. One, the most vulnerable members of the communities, these women, are trained, empowered, and given a way to be independent and to be able to support their families. Mm. And studies show that a woman with a salary in rural Africa invests up to 3 times more into their family compared to a man. Mm. On the second level of it, the IAPF says that involving women also turns conservation into something more sustainable that will involve the whole community. It's not just a job. It becomes part of the community's own culture. So in the long term, the idea is to get these communities to see more value from the animals being alive than dead. And this requires a larger shift in mindset.
Yeah. So as part of that, at least 62% of the operating costs of the Akashinga program goes directly back into the hands of the local villagers, the ones who live around the wildlife reserve itself.
Yeah.
And so this whole ecosystem of conservation actually ensures not just a sort of a conservation, effort, but also actual economic gains for those communities, which are actually better than what trophy hunting would have provided.
Mm.
And furthermore, this also allows those local communities to benefit from the very land that has traditionally belonged to them.
So you instead of conservation being carried out by these external groups that have no connection to the local communities, the communities themselves have to, they have to invest in it and buy into it, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's really the point of this initiative by the IAPF. And, you know, the Akashinga Rangers were selected and trained by Damien Mender, who is a former Special Forces soldier from Australia. And he's someone who does work a lot with local communities. He's been training game rangers in Zimbabwe for over 10 years.
Wow, okay.
And really the idea is to get them to take ownership and to manage the conservation efforts rather than, like you said, get someone from outside because that won't work, right? So here's a clip from an interview where Damien Mender is talking about the Akashinga program. He did this interview on 60 Minutes Australia, and he's talking about his experiences working with the female rangers.
Those women were ridiculed on the way to work, on the way to selection their first day. They were told to piss off back home, go back to the house, go back to the fields. So those men ridiculed them on day one. Okay, so that was 14 months ago. All the men in the community may not like it now, but they respect it. 72 arrests later, and they've taken out some syndicates from these areas. They've taken out hardened poachers. So the men, they respect it. I mean, I've built a career across three continents by bringing fairly hardened blokes to the point of breaking and then rebuilding them into what we need on the front lines. I know what it takes. We did a selection out here for 189 men about 6 years ago, and at the end of day one, I had three men left. I did selection for 37 women here, and at the end of day three, only three had pulled off. We thought we were putting them through hell, but they'd already been through it. They didn't get any handouts. They fought hard for where they got to, and they deserve to be there. And, you know, nothing's made me prouder than just to see, you know, the way they've developed and just grabbed it with both hands and run with it, mate, yeah.
With us guys, I mean, counterinsurgency means countering insurgency, looking for a fight. Women want to have a conversation. They want to know what the problem is. They want to deal with the problem. So they de-escalate everything. When you're de-escalating things in a law enforcement environment, it means a less militarised approach. Less militarised approach means less conflict with the local population. It's the local population that's going to decide the future of Africa's conservation, not blokes with guns.
So the Akashinga receive the same law enforcement training and play the same role as a male ranger would. So this involves learning skills like leadership, unarmed combat, patrolling, camouflage and concealment, first aid, dangerous wildlife awareness, democratic policing.
That's a lot of stuff.
And it's not done yet.
I'm not done yet. They also learn search and arrest, human rights, crime scene preservation, crisis management, firearm safety and use, information gathering, and lastly, conservation ethics.
Wow.
They're like these elite special forces and working in conservation,
I know.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like I have been wasting my life.
Yes, I feel small and tiny right now. And with all those skills, you know, under their belt, their duties include things like patrolling within and around the reserve, liaising with local authorities, and also communicating with the communities. And there is both an armed unit that works inside the wildlife area, as well as an unarmed village scout program that works within the villages.
Yeah, and for women like them who come from backgrounds of abuse and exploitation, this is really such an important means of building their sense of identity and self-worth. And, you know, to find an important role to fulfill within their communities.
Yeah.
So here are some clips of some of those Akashinga rangers speaking about their experiences from a report by the BBC.
My former husband used to exploit me. The marriage lifetime with him was a tough time because I just saw all my goals being shattered down. I just wanted to prove it that no job is meant for me. And I hope I've already proven it.
I didn't manage to get enough money to send my daughter to school, even to buy clothes or even food. It was so difficult for me to survive. I now do things on my own. It gives me courage that I'm someone. I'm different from others.
Really, you can really hear in their voices how much this means to them and how proud they are of being able to do what they do.
And I think sometimes we use the word empower so loosely. Mm-hmm. It's become a cliche, but really for them, it puts them back in control of their lives and to do something positive for the people around them.
And something that so many people in their communities, as Damien Mendes said earlier, didn't think that they were cut out to do. And you know, it's also very clear that these women are taking their jobs very seriously. So from that same BBC interview, here's a clip of them talking about protecting animals.
We are here to protect animals. That's our duty. They will not disappear forever. We will protect them. It's very difficult to catch a poacher who lives in the same village with you or next village. But you are my neighbor, my relative. If you do something wrong to my animals, I'll catch you.
I would be terrified.
No, I'm not going to cross it. And if you've seen the pictures of them, I would be terrified. Yeah, you're right. They're this hard, tough looking women. They make me think of the, I know this is fictional, but the female forces in Black Panther, if
absolutely.
The Wakanda,
yeah.
And that's. I suppose maybe the Wakanda forces were modeled on these real life, strong, tough women.
I think what I really loved about this story is that reshaping of what a victim, quote unquote, means. And I know that we don't like using that word, and we shouldn't. But really, not just for themselves, but within the community, to not view them as victims, but to view them as champions, to view them as protectors.
Yeah.
There's something so powerful about that.
Yeah. To give the strength back to them. Because I think with the situations that they've been through, there's the narrative would be that you were weak and you were not able to fight off what befell you. And this is really them turning around and saying, I am strong and I can try to undo what this culture of poaching has you know, wrought on the environment.
Right.
Yeah. And sorry. And today when we're seeing a lot of news and issues about people wanting to make a change for the environment to better protect what we have left now, they're really the ones, they're some of the people who are really taking a stand on it, and they're doing what they can do on the ground rather than potentially someone just talking about protecting the environment far, far away.
And you know, this idea of having an all-female ranger unit is, they're not the first. The first honor, if I'm not mistaken, actually goes to the Black Mamba anti-poaching unit from South Africa. So it's a mostly female ranger unit that was founded in 2013. And they work in the Balule Nature Reserve and the Greater Kruger National Park. And I suppose then we can also sort of extend that to the fact that there are other all-female special operations units. So the Norway, there is the Jegertropen. They are an all-female special operations forces unit. China has an all-female squad under the People's Liberation Army Special Operations Forces.
Yes. Only two of perhaps more examples out there as well.
And I think these are... We don't often think of women when we think of this sort of frontline defense, right? I mean, two very different fields, obviously, but still, it's really something that only very recently we start thinking of the fact that women can, if they want to, take part in jobs like these.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, Damien Mendes. I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, focusing on women specifically because they tend to give more back to their families and communities, right, compared to men. But there's also the idea, and Damien Mendes has said this, that they are sort of less corruptible. And in a role like that, when it involves poaching, the idea of sticking to your principles and not being easily swayed by the idea of monetary reward and all that is particularly important. And I find it so interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that gender difference, that women may be less corruptible.
So it reminded me of how in so many sort of grassroots movements in developing countries around the world, it's often the women that are reached out to, like, for instance, the Grameen Bank. They reach out to women because Often women are more involved in the family. Mm, they're more involved definitely. In the day-to-day running. Mm-hmm. They're more engaged with the community. And so when you get them on board with an idea, it's much more likely that the idea will take root.
Yes.
Rather than men who I think... I hesitate to say that it's inherently a gender thing. I actually think it's a conditioning.
Mm.
And men are more likely to focus on external needs, I feel, especially within these sort of traditional setups. And this is such a great example of how that can be further extended, not just to sort of the home and the community, but to something like wildlife conservation.
Yeah, I know, yeah. The idea of that's so innovative. And I think what Damien Mender has done really can marry the two. I mean, he brings in his skills and his experience, but he's not bringing in, say, his own, you know, Australian or external units to get a lot of money out of the Zimbabwean government to do this. And he's bringing it back to the community.
Yeah.
So I applaud him for that as well.
Well, I do think that... I would love to see more women involved in all aspects of these kinds of efforts, right?
Yeah.
It's often, I think, people think that when it comes to outdoorsy, you know, work and going out and working, that's difficult, it's dangerous. Mm. Well, look at the Akashinga, brave ones.
Yeah, check them out. I mean, just Google Akashinga. You'll be able to see the clips of like what we've been playing. And videos of them training. It's really inspiring.
Yeah.
So that's all the time we have for this story. Before we go for a break, what are we asking on Twitter?
So we're asking you on Twitter, and this is in relation to the story that we have coming up. What do you do when a food craving hits? So your options are you distract yourself, you have just a little bit of food, or you give in and you indulge. So you can join that conversation at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us your answers and your thoughts at 018-789-8899.
So that's coming up in our second story. But before that, here's I Am Woman by Helen Reddy, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.